Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The first thing that we'd like to talk about is this information that's come out that Bishop DiMarzio of Brooklyn has been accused of sex abuse. Can you just talk to us about that, generally speaking, and what you know about that subject real quick?
Well, this came up very suddenly overnight. Much as New York State now has the year-long, what we call the window, suspending civil statute of limitations, New Jersey is about to open up a two-year window at the end of the month. And so last night, for the first time, through an alert to the priests of Brooklyn, I heard that Mitchell Garabedian, a lawyer now made famous in the movie Spotlight about the eruption of clergy sex abuse in the Archdiocese of Boston in 2002, was coming forward with a lawsuit alleging that Bishop DiMarzio and another priest had abused a boy in the 1970s in Newark, where Bishop DiMarzio is from. The lawsuit hasn't been filed yet because New Jersey's window, again, it's going to be a two-year as opposed to the one-year in New York State, doesn't open until the end of the month. But, of course, given the prominence of Bishop DiMarzio's role as, you know, the Vatican investigator, or to use the formal term, the apostolic visitor to Buffalo, it is just extraordinary. And obviously, this is not a criminal process. From what I've heard, the Archdiocese of Newark was even blindsided in learning of this allegation. So it's going to have to be referred to the district attorney of, I guess, Essex County, New Jersey, or Hudson County, because it involved Jersey City. So it's just an allegation at this point, and the church has its own processes. But just the fact that it's taking place against this wild backdrop, what was already a wild backdrop, with Bishop Malone, Bishop DiMarzio, Cardinal Dolan of New York, and all the bishops of New York State in Rome to meet with the Pope, and this has been arranged for a year and a half, just kind of adds to the surreal nature and the drama of what's going to happen when the Pope meets with all the bishops of New York State for 2.5 hours on Friday morning.
Yeah, I mean, surreal is probably the best word to use. We were talking in our newsroom how it's really just unbelievable. Does this, because DiMarzio was here on the apostolic visitation, does what he found, or his report, is that now delegitimized because of this accusation?
I was able to report the beginning of the visitation because I've been very familiar with DiMarzio. I've known him for 20 years. DiMarzio, I'm based in Philadelphia. DiMarzio was Bishop of Camden in South Jersey across the river from me for 5 years until he was named to Brooklyn. And, of course, because of the kind of figure he is, I've kept an eye on him since. DiMarzio, in terms of research, in terms of reporting, he loves reports and he loves being able to put together a thorough process like this. We haven't gotten to the credibility of this allegation. We only know it's here. We haven't seen any proof. It hasn't been any sort of discovery or anything. So I'm very loath to get into the substance of the allegation, at this point, because all we have is a statement from a lawyer to the Diocese of Brooklyn and then to the Associated Press. The story, you guys have probably seen, it went up about a half an hour ago. If anything, I think the more imminent concern and more credible concern is that, because when DiMarzio was named Apostolic Visitor of Buffalo, especially given the cynicism, and really it's been a snowball of cynicism and distrust on the part of, Catholics in Western New York over the last year, and I've heard it repeatedly leading into this process. But even when DiMarzio was named, if anything, that was the utmost move the Vatican can make in terms of saying, we know how bad the situation is, and we want to get to the bottom of it. And but if anything, there was still a skepticism about what's being called, quote unquote, bishops investigating bishops, that there is still a sense of kind of old boys network. And I'm not saying that's founded. I'm saying that's how, you know, Catholics in Western New York, or at least many of folks I talked to, felt about this. Of course, knowing DeMarcio as I do, I know him to be thorough, and I knew he would turn around a thorough report. And again, that report is already in the hands of the Vatican. It's going to be determined, or the outcomes are going to be determined over the next couple of days. So, but if anything, it puts a level of cynicism and distrust on the wider front, given how much attention Buffalo's had on the national stage, even on the global stage, about this whole notion of bishops coming in without much lay involvement to investigate the handling of cases by other bishops. I mean, this case, this lawsuit, is not going to be resolved overnight. If anything, there's going to be a resolution to the situation involving Bishop Malone much sooner, even before this case is probably even initially brought up in civil court. So, but again, just that sense of perception, well, you know, this was supposed to be the guy, you know, come in with clean hands and investigate, and now he's been accused. The bishops currently, actually, I just come back from Baltimore this week, is the annual meeting of the U.S. bishops, and the bishops are currently in a closed-door session, so I haven't been able to talk to anyone about this, because this is just breaking. However, in talking to the bishops through the week privately, the sense of concern about Buffalo, the questions they've had about the process has been significant. It's no stretch to say that every bishop in the country is waiting to see how the Vatican handles the DeMarcio's conclusions and you know, the Pope's determination on Bishop Malone's future.
Yeah, so...
I hope I'm not talking too long for you here.
No, you're very thorough. You're making it difficult for me to come up with follow-up questions because you're just answering them anyway. So moving subjects, talk a little bit about the news about Bishop Malone. You know, we have a reporter saying that his resignation is imminent. Talk about what you know of that situation.
Well, you have a report saying that, and I have to, in full disclosure, the guy who reported it, Christopher Lamb at the Tablet, is a good friend and a former colleague. I was actually the U.S. correspondent for the Tablet for several years. It's almost 10 years ago now. So, but no, Chris is a great guy, but I mean, in terms of the substance of the report, I have not received any indication, firm indication yet. When Bishop DeMarcio issues the report to the Vatican, and again, I have reported from the beginning of the process that the Vatican wanted the report in time for this week's, what we call the Alumina visit, which is basically the bishops reporting to the Home Office in terms of the Vatican. And again, on Friday morning, they're going to meet with the Pope for 2.5 hours. Excuse me. However, I wrote a private briefing because I'm a crowdfunded news site. So I wrote my donors and, you know, my sources last week, sent them a group email saying that, you know, this was essentially this week. And again, this week in Rome for the New York State bishops has been planned for a year and a half. Nobody knew that Buffalo would be a 5-alarm fire at that point. So it's all just kind of more than a coincidence, but a coincidence that all this is happening at the same time. But, but I told them my internal crew last week that this week is going to be high noon for Bishop Malone. And I've received very clear indications that Pope Francis himself is genuinely concerned about the situation in Buffalo and wants to see a remedy as soon as he has the clearest possible picture of the situation, which, in the sense I have of things, Bishop DeMarcio's report is giving to the Pope. I've even heard, you know, from different people who were had seen Bishop DeMarcio in the course of the visitation in Western New York, that clearly he was alarmed by what he had seen. There was a sobering experience for him. And the term one person used was, it was an eye-opener. because he came in with an open mind. He knew what was reported, but he was going beyond the reporting into the guts of the local church in Western New York. And apparently it threw him back. Now, again, having known him and watched him at work for as long as I have, there's not much that surprises Mr. Marcio. So the fact that he was kind of, again, thrown back by what he sensed there was in itself a powerful sentiment.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add to either two of these stories?
Well, I guess, you know, just in terms of the visitation report and its conclusions, and again, you know, as I, beyond the fact that Francis himself is very concerned about what's happening, I think DiMarzio, you know, DiMarzio's job was to be the investigator, but not to come up with the solutions. Only the Pope can determine Bishop Malone's future, whether he asks Bishop Malone to resign and Malone presents it, or if he chooses to force Malone out of office. But I told my donors again and my sources last week that I would be shocked to see Malone remain in office, given what I've heard and sensed over the outcome of the visitation. Now, of course, you know, when Chris Lamb says imminent, I haven't talked to Chris yet. You know, imminent in this beat, the church has been around 2,000 years. You know, but I would not be surprised personally. And again, I have no indication of any firm result yet, but I would not be surprised if at least by Christmas, some things, more than just one thing, but some things were very different in Buffalo and different for the better.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.